Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Let me start at the start here. Let me go back to the beginning. Curb Dog, an absolutely awesome band, of course. And I don't know whether or not you were aware of this, but they played last Friday in Dublin, and it was amazing. It was absolutely awesome. But Kira, you have to... For once, I'm actually going to come to you with open palms and with my arms open, and I'm going to come to you honestly, and I'm going to say, I don't know what's going on here anymore. Because you know how, don't get me wrong, I enjoy embarrassing you on air. I do. And I think you enjoy doing it to me whenever you can. And, you know, that's how we do things. And sure, isn't it great fun? However, genuinely, the problem is now, I am a victim of my own, I would say, success when it comes to this. Now, what I mean by that is, it used to be difficult to get info about you. But then, you know, a few amazing little nuggets of info came in about you, like the fact that you stole Jennifer Maguire's gold card to get into Coppers, that kind of stuff. And then the problem was, I'm like now a big newspaper that gets so many tips a day, I don't know which ones are real or not. See, now everyone is informing me on everything.
Oh, for God's sake.
That you and others in 2FM are up to. But I don't know what's true anymore. I don't know what's made up in order to try and get at you or what actually happened. And I heard one thing. I went through a few things. And I heard one thing that's so ridiculous that this can't be true. Did you go to the Curb Dog gig on Friday?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's not ridiculous. That's fine. Did you leave without your shoes or your top?
My top?
Or something like that. So you did?
No.
So did you leave without your shoes? Okay. So you left without your shoes and what else? Because I have top. It's not your top.
No, it's not my top. I didn't take off my top.
I was wondering because I was really excited by it. So what did you leave? You left without your shoes and what? Your hat or your scarf or did you take tops off?
No, I didn't. I took my jacket off, Chris.
Did you leave without your jacket?
Yes.
Okay. So you left without your jacket or your shoes. What is going on?
I wish that I could tell you.
What is going on over there?
Who told you that now?
A few people.
Like the office gossip?
You are developing a name for yourself.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what's really shit about this whole situation, okay?
What?
I was on my best behaviour. Because it was kind of like my first night out with a lot of the 2FM crew. We went to Curb Dog in the Academy. It was absolutely awesome.
What Cormac a Battle band, in fairness.
Is some frontman.
Isn't he?
Oh, he's just...
Isn't he some
he's just
rocker?
Brilliant. And like, I was never into Curb Dog back in the day. I really didn't know that much about them. It was probably be more your scene than my scene, Chris.
Yeah, you're such a nerd here.
But it was really, really good. And the Academy was jammers. And there was so much love for Cormac and Curb Dog and the band. And I was there with fellow 2FM employees. And I was on my best behaviour because I was like, oh, I'm out
obviously
of work
not.
Now.
If you left without your jacket.
And it all just went a little bit pear-shaped.
Or your shoes.
I don't know what happened.
What are you doing, in fairness?
I was doing so well.
What is going on? I'm not trying to even be smart when I say this. Like, do we need to have an intervention in here or something?
No, we don't, Doug. I'm going to put my hands up, okay? And I mean this. Never, ever, ever have I left an establishment after a night out without, like, my wallet, my keys, my phone, my jacket.
Don't tell me you lost those as well.
My shoes. No, I did not.
So did you lose your phone?
No.
Did you lose your keys?
No.
You lost your jacket?
Yeah.
And your shoes?
Yeah.
How much was your jacket? It was like an expensive going out jacket.
It was about €60.
Oh, how much were your shoes?
They were about €40.
And were like the heels or something?
They
like,
were
is that why you took them off?
I was dancing.
So you took your shoes off. Fair enough. Were they big heels?
They were grey high heels.
Okay.
And then I took my jacket off because obviously it was too warm to be wearing a jacket in a club or whatever. And I left it over a banister. And the next thing, all I remember is,
you mean then they were gone, right?
Yeah.
You forgot them, didn't you? You just left them there.
No, it wasn't.
How
that
did you
at all?
Go home then, without shoes?
I know, right? I don't know. And then I went back the next day and I walked in and I was really, really embarrassed and I had to go to the barman and I was like,
wow.
Hey, you didn't come across a pair of grey high stilettos and a black fur jacket by any chance. And Chris, I know how that makes me sound.
Wow.
I know how it makes me sound.
You're that girl. Wowee.
And then, insult to injury, I had to write my name and my number and the details of what I had left just in case they come across it.
Oh, Jesus. So, did you walk home? Or how did you get home?
I got a taxi.
Do you remember? But you got into it with no shoes on?
Yeah, well...
Wow. Did you just wake up the next day and be like, hey, I'm not wearing shoes. Did you like wake up in your clothes? Probably. Yeah,
no,
you did.
I did.
Yeah,
no, I did not.
You did.
I didn't, but obviously I was wearing tights, so...
Did you wake up in your tights?
No, I did not.
But I like where this is going.
I'm not that bad.
Did you wake up with your tights like ripped and like around your head and you were like, what is going on?
No, that was, honestly, I met Paddy McKenna, the lovely Paddy McKenna, the next day, and he kind of filled in some details. He said he found me in a chipper at 4 o'clock in the morning eating chicken nuggets.
He found you in a chipper, shoeless, without a jacket on, eating chicken nuggets on your own.
No, I was with a lovely... another lovely member
of 2FM.
Of 2FM, yeah.
Hold on one second, I'm going to turn off the mics. Oh God, no wonder. Did she have her shoes on?
Yes, she did.
Oh.
But in my defence, the only reason she probably had her shoes on is because they had straps, so she couldn't take them off.
I'm worried about you.
Don't like, no, be worried about me.
We're here now in Dublin, you know, I mean, we're on big national radio station 2FM, you know, it's a big deal. I worry that you're going to be Lindsay Lohan.
No, Chris, no, this it's is not starting. Like that. It's like, and don't get me wrong, it was very unusual for me. It really was unusual for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and the fact that you were also a night out with work people that I'm getting to know. And it's just
you
like,
were in Coppers as well, though, last night, weren't you?
You were in Coppers with me, though.
Yeah, but like, I didn't lose my shoes and dignity and coat on Friday. So did you go out every night this weekend? You did, wow. 3 nights in a row, huh? Damn.
Well,
I didn't do that in college.
In my defense, I had to go out the second night because friends were up visiting Dublin and we had dinner booked.
You had to go out.
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah. I had to go out. We planned it for like 3 or 4 months.
But okay, I genuinely am worried here.
And then I had to go to the staff night out last night as well.
You remind me of my friends in college, like when we first started college.
Here's the thing: I haven't done 3 nights in a row since college.
That's what I mean. That you're supposed to leave that stuff in college. Or when you go on holidays to Santa Panza or something. Like, you know, not when you work for RTE and you're going out with, you know, work people and losing your shoes and being found by other work people at 4 a.m. in a chipper eating chicken nuggets with no jacket on.
Or shoes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What? And now. And, you know, Kira, Paddy McKenna, he's not able for that kind of stuff. Like, you know what I mean? It probably actually distressed him to see you like that. He's probably still crying about that. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's probably been weighing on his mind. He's probably worried.
He said I was just stuffing the chicken. Out
of course you were. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely no kind of concept or worry about the fact that you've lost half your clothes.
No. I was just like chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Oh, cute. Dear, dear, oh, dear.
And it was a beautiful black fur jacket that I had bought as well. It was my winter coat. And now minus the winter coat and a gorgeous pair of grey stilettos.
Was it a new jacket?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it was like...
Not even worse.
2 weeks old.
Ah, no.
I know.
Well, Owen is saying on Twitter, listening to Kira talk through her fear makes me so smug for staying in this weekend. Milk this for all it's worth. Well, there you go. Oh, yeah. Well, Kira, how about we leave it there? I'm sorry, I don't want to grill you anymore. Because you see, now when people come to me with these tips, I'm never sure if you get me. So I think, no, Kira didn't lose her phone and her... Or sorry, Kira didn't lose her shoes and her jacket and was found by Paddy McKenna at 4 a.m. in a chipper. That didn't happen. You know what I mean? I think to myself, that's somebody making it up so that I say it on air. And then sure enough, it did happen. Did you do anything else over the weekend?
No, I didn't.
Did you get arrested over the weekend?
No, I didn't.
No?
No.
Did you get done for indecent exposure or anything
no,
like
I
that?
No, I did not. I did not.
Well, good. Did you meet anyone nice?
I met a lot of nice people.
Shiver at 4 a.m. No shoes on. Well, Kira, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I care about you. And I'm worried about you.
I'm fine.
Well, I don't know. Oh, that's what they always say.
Don't get
say.
Me wrong, I miss my jacket.
I'd say so. We'll have to get you a new jacket. We'll have to put a fund together so the Kira can not be cold over the winter. We don't want you getting, you know, Ebola or any other airborne disease caused by cold.
Text
you know?
51552 if you would like to fund Kira's winter jacket.
Don't mind Band-Aid. Kira lost her jacket at Curb Dog and her shoes. Were they nice shoes?
They were really nice shoes, yeah. They were kind of like my go-to going out shoes.
Oh, I bet they made your ass look great and everything, did they? And like they were like big, like make long ones and everything. Oh, dear.
Just...
Oh, well. Chris and Kira. 2FM.